You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. I'm Chris Walker. I'm your host. On May the 29th, something that's never happened before is going to occur when teachers across both primary and secondary schools go on strike together. Paul Knighton is the branch chair from Waiheke High School, the branch chair of the Post-Primary Teachers Association, and he's with me in the studio. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit, you know, what's behind this? What are teachers after?
Look, at the moment there seems to be a lot of misinformation around that this is just about a pay claim. It's so much more than that. Currently, we have a teaching supply crisis in New Zealand, Chris. We simply do not have enough supply to meet the demand of the future. Even based off ministry projections, we simply are not going to have enough teachers. So this industrial action isn't taken lightly. It's really to make the public aware that to keep good teachers in the workforce, the government needs to do more than they're currently doing.
So, you know, this has been, I suppose, going on for a while. Your primary colleagues have been campaigning for over a year and already been on strike a couple of times, but the government doesn't seem to be listening to them.
No, and that's really disappointing. I mean, our primary colleagues, they do a phenomenal job. Their hours that they work are slightly different in the structure of their weeks. And you know, my hat's off to them. I think I've got primary kids and I just know that they work phenomenally hard. I know that the staff at Waiheke High School work phenomenally hard. And do you know what? I'm just really positive and hopeful that together our voices will be heard. They've been on for a while. They've been after their claims. And then our collective agreement expired last year. We're almost to a year past ours. And still the government, I don't think, is taking us seriously enough.
So it does seem to be that message coming through from government there. However, that doesn't, you know, teachers just need to be patient, be realistic. Yes, we understand there's problems, but your time might come.
Yeah, and that's the problem, Chris. The time is now. It really is. I mean, our workforce is aging. I was doing some numbers just earlier. 45% of the current workforce will retire in the next 10 years. So that's 45% of our workforce is between 50 to 65. In 2015, less than 10% were within 20 to 29 years of age. So again, our supply is simply not going to meet the demand of our kids. And of course, student numbers are increasing too. So we're going to have more kids in the classroom. And there's the potential there for bigger classes. And we don't want that because we want to make sure that across the sectors, that students' needs are being met individually. And if the government can't address our workload, they're not going to address the retention and they're not going to address the recruitment.
Now, I've got kids, one, I should say, at Waiheke High School and another at Waiheke Primary. And, you know, I said something the other day and I thought, you know, these teachers at Waiheke Primary, I don't know these people. There seems to be quite a high turnover.
Yeah, so what's happening and what we're seeing is that within the first 5 years of teaching, we're losing almost 50% of our staff. And that's a worry because what these teachers are doing, they're going through 4 years of tertiary education. They're doing a three-year degree plus an education diploma or a degree as well. And then what they're finding is after that sort of that 5 years, their friends or the people that they went through universities with, suddenly their workload is less, their salaries are higher, and they're saying, well, actually, I could be doing better elsewhere. And that's a real shame because we want to keep those people. We want quality teachers in front of the kids. We want them in the classrooms. And if they're thinking, actually, I'd be better off doing something else, that's a really sad state of affairs.
And I lost my train of thought. What you've taken this decision now to take action. What are you going to be doing? Oh, hold on. Actually, I remember my question. So, you know, you've described the problems, but what fixes it?
Okay, so what we're saying in terms of retention, currently the government have, as part of their counter-office, they're going to do a blue skies review of teacher workload. Look, we don't want a blue skies review. We can tell the government what the workload issues are. They're things like giving us excessive demands, unproductive tasks that interrupt our ability to perform our core business as teachers. So we know, we can give them the clear skies, we can tell them exactly what would reduce our workload, but they're, you know, that's the issue here is that that's what we need from them. We need them to address that part in terms of retaining the teachers. Sorry, I lost my train there as well.
Yeah. So, okay, so they want to kind of look at what makes up the teaching day. You say you can give them a clear picture of that. I mean, you mentioned pay before. Presumably you're after pay increases as well.
Well, the pay increase is part of that. I mean, that's a big part of the recruitment side of things, is that a teaching salary is not equitable to other four-year tertiary qualifications. Look, the last time we had a supply equal to demand was 2004, and that is when we had 1.8 times the median weekly income. Currently, we're sat at 1.5, and of course, we've got a massive teacher shortage. So simply throwing more overseas teachers at the profession, at the sector, is simply not going to... It's a Band-Aid when we're currently gushing blood. We've lost a limb and we need more than a Band-Aid.
So the action you've decided to take obviously is going to have an impact on parents, some of those parents who perhaps earn less than teachers. But what reaction are you getting from the community and from the parent body?
Look, I think what I would encourage all parents to do is I want them to come and talk to us. I want them to come and engage with us. Look, most of the parents I talk to are in support of us. They know that teachers, on the whole, do a fantastic job, that it's not purely spent in front of the classroom. It's the time outside of the classroom. It's the time fostering relationships with kids and, just that care that we give to our students to ensure that they are in a safe space, that they are in a place where they can learn. So generally, the parents that I've spoken to have been really positive in support. Look, we don't take this action lightly. We know that there is going to be disruption, but the problem is the government simply aren't listening. So sometimes you have to take a bigger step to get them to really listen to what we're saying.
So what will happen on May the 29th?
So May the 29th, all NZEI and PPTA members will not be working. We are off from 12:01 on the morning of the 29th to 11:59 that night. So there will be no work done by those union members. Currently, we are going into branch meetings in terms of what our actions are. I would encourage, of course, all union members on the island to be going to Auckland, to be walking up Queen Street. But there will be definitely some action on the island as well. So we're just sort of putting in some final preparation, getting some placards, our signs, and where we think we will get the most sort of visibility from.
Great. So it's going to be a bit of a spectacle.
I hope so. I hope that we're visible. I hope that that we're supported. Look, the argument is that, why are you doing this under a Labour government? And that's always the argument. Why didn't you do this under National? And you know what? Maybe we should have. Maybe we should have. Look, we're just at this point now. It's time for these changes. It is absolutely crisis time in the teaching profession.
So primary teachers, this will be the third time they've been on strike in under a year. Do you envisage that secondary teachers might be taking further action beyond the 29th of May?
So at the moment, there is a movement for what we call rolling strikes and regional strikes. So I work in weeks of the term. So in week five is our national
teachers
strike.
Teachers always do that. Teachers never know how to use a calendar.
No, we're very it's very segmented. Siloed almost. So in week five, we've got our national strike, which is all teachers across the country who are part of the unions are taking industrial action. The secondary schools are looking at what we call a rolling strikes in week 6, 7, 9, and 10. So that will be days of the week where we are not teaching a particular year group. And then in week 8 is the regional strikes and the PPTA. So this is the secondary teachers only. And that, I believe, at the moment we're planning on Auckland region will be on the Monday of week 8, which I think is something like the 17th of June.
Ah, there we go. A proper date. A proper date at last.
Yep, I think.
Yeah. Well, look, so it sounds like we haven't seen the end of this campaign.
No, not at all. I mean, the national strike is a big statement. And that is the start. Ideally, we want the government back at the negotiation table with an offer that is reasonable. At the moment, their offers are unreasonable, and that is why we're taking this action. We simply do not think that they are adequately addressing the recruitment and retention of teachers into the future.
Well, and that's interesting, isn't it? Because, the government have been repeatedly saying, look, let's sit down at the table and talk. Let's sit down at the table and talk. I mean, they've called the primary teachers union in this week, trying to say, let's talk. But it seems like the unions and teachers have lost patience with that.
I think it's because the talk is cheap. It's not going anywhere. The numbers and things that we're looking at is that there's simply there isn't enough substance to what the government are proposing to address these issues. And I guess the frustrating thing is that we're seeing is that there seems to be money going into other things when simply we've got these problems. And, you know, and that's you know, that's a worry.
Well, the government did announce, didn't it, $95 million towards teacher training. I mean, does that not address the recruitment issues?
Well, what we've got, when they're saying that, is it's not addressing the long-term future. What, again, we're talking about this Band-Aid. Yes, we're going to put all these new teachers in the classroom, but if they choosing to leave after 5 years, and we've got this aging workforce that's also choosing to leave, I mean, where's the incentive to stay? That's the thing. I mean, we can have all the new teachers, but if there's no reason to stay because the workload isn't being addressed, if the competitive salary isn't being addressed, why would you stay in that profession?
Okay, so May 29th.
Big day,
and kids will be everywhere.
They will. Well, we hope that the kids will be supporting us. I mean, we want our students to be with us, you know, and being part of that process, seeing how democracy works. It's a teaching experience.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much. It's Paul Knighton from Waiheke High School, branch chair of the PPTA at the high school, and they'll be on strike on the 29th of May. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.